The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
What's up, what's up? Welcome back to Unfazed and Unbothered. I'm Camo.
And I'm Jaja.
Yeah, she's eating. She's hungry. Okay, she's pregnant.
Pregnant bitch gotta eat, y'all.
Today, we're gonna talk about how our past has affected us in present day. Get into it, yeah. You know, a lot of people be asking me what I get at Starbucks. What do you get at Starbucks? You're more of a Dunkin' girl, but what do you get at Starbucks?
I don't. I mean, if I go, I might get a water. Thank you. No, I'll get like a strawberry refresher, or I'll get that coffee that you get with toffee nut.
Okay, period, period.
I don't know why I'm more of a Dunkin' girl.
I don't know.
I've always have been.
Every time I've ever went to Dunkin', see, I don't like my coffee sweet. I don't like sweet beverages, period. I don't like mixed drinks for that same reason. But when I go to Dunkin', it's like diabetes every time. I'll ask for half a pump of vanilla and it'll come up or come back to me so thick and syrupy. I'm like, girl.
Yeah, it's definitely different from Starbucks because you can do that with Starbucks. But like, for example, with Dunkin', I always do like a flavor swirl so that they don't put like the what you're talking about or sugar. I don't want sugar in it. And I like it. The flavor swirl is like much better for you.
Yeah, but I get right. So I go through like phases where I'll get the same thing for like a year. And don't shy away from
We're very repetitive.
Yeah, addictive personalities. But right now I get a iced triple blonde oat milk latte, no sweetener, but I add the salted cold foam to it. Also, fun fact, blonde espresso has more caffeine, contrary to popular belief.
Because I didn't know that before you told me.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh my God, dark. It's got caffeine. No, no, ma'am. Blonde roast.
You would think it does, though.
You would think. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you would think, but your brain would think. But no. So, bear with us. You might hear some crunching and munching, but you know what? Mama's got to eat, okay?
I also got donuts afterwards.
How many donuts did you get?
It comes with like a 25 munchkin. I'm not going to eat them all. But
oh, the munchkins. Oh, I love those. Did you get the chocolate ones? Or you got assorted?
Assorted.
Oh, bitch. I'm going to steal one or two.
They're good. They are. But I like this topic because we can, like, finally talk about the funny side of shit. Like, I feel like the first couple episodes was catching people up because they really don't know much about us. And they're always asking, like, okay, what really happened? Like, why did you have to go through this? And whatever the case may be. And because we're always making jokes about our trauma on TikTok. And it's really not sad. Like, when we talk about certain things, like, we're not sad about it now. Like, it's funny and, like, we can share it with people and it is what it is. But, like, for example, people ask me all the time, so how you don't have a license, like, how do you live? Well, eventually you get used to it. You know what I mean? So, like, I can do just as much as anybody else. Like, my husband drives. Damn, that one felt so delicious. And, but no, like, my husband drives. Like, people think that if you can't drive, you can't do anything. That's not true. Like, everybody around me drives. But also, like, it's only temporary. So.
When can you drive again?
February.
Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
That feels so far away.
But it doesn't, though. Like, I think I had to train my mind to not think like that. But also, when you don't have something for so long, you just get used to it. Like, it's, I don't sit here and like, oh, I wish I could drive. No. It is what it is. Like, you just fucking get used to it. And people are like, I wonder what Greenlee thinks. Greenlee doesn't think anything because she doesn't know any different.
See.
You know what I'm saying? She's not even 2 years old. People just be doing the most. Like, oh my God, Greenlee's probably so confused. No, she has no idea.
What is she
idea.
Confused about?
She has no idea. Like, she doesn't know. You know what I'm saying? And like, even my siblings, like, they'll be like, my siblings know that, like, obviously my older ones, they know that, like, I used to be in these streets. But like, the... My younger siblings, they know in their head that I don't drive. They're like, oh, okay, so, but Tasia doesn't drive. So, you know what I'm saying? It's never like, why doesn't Tasia drive? That's so awkward. They don't fucking know any different. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My mom, I think I told them that I just got tired of driving. So they probably just think I'm lazy as hell and don't want to drive, which that's cute and gorgeous. When they get older or whatever, obviously I'd be like, yes, y'all's big sister, she was in these streets. You know what I'm saying? But
what did we used to tell them when you were at school?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, when can we go visit Tasia in college? My mom would be like, she's going to come visit us when she's able. I was in prison. I wasn't at no damn university. University of Lee Arundel, state prison.
Brian, I don't know about you, but this is bothering me.
I mean, welcome to the trenches, you know?
Whatever. So you can't drive.
Mm-hmm.
How else has the past, like, affected you in present day?
Well, I can say that when I got out of prison, like, obviously, before I went to prison, I always was told, like, it's going to be so hard for you to get a job as a felon. But I don't think I'd ever realized that term. Like, I don't think I really ever understood what that actually meant. Because when I got out of prison and I went to a job interview at my mom's work, that was one thing that they were nervous about was my record. And I just remember thinking, does it actually fucking matter? But, like, it does. They had to, like, jump through loopholes to get me hired. Now I'm grateful that, like, I can work on social media because that's not a thing. Like, yeah. Brand deals are not like, oh, she's a felon, so I can't work with her. But also, it really makes me view the world differently because it's so much more common to be an alcoholic or a drug addict now. And I feel like people have not accepted that yet. Mm-hmm. And they're always, like, on the fence of things, which I understand that, like, you run a company and there's certain things, but, like, what am I going to do? Like, I think the charge that frightened people was the forgery charge, which wasn't even, it wasn't even my charge. It was somebody I was with, but they charged it on me because I was there. And so I think they automatically think I'm going to steal or, you know, something with money, even though you know what I'm saying? I'm just a fucking alcoholic and a drug addict. That's it. But that was something that they had to kind of talk with these people about before they hired me on. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm very grateful that, you know, life took a turn for the better because now I can work on social media and that's not a thing. And I make more money on social media than I would have staying at a desk job, you know. And also, I feel like that can make somebody feel less than. Like, oh, you have to jump through hurdles and loopholes to get me hired because of these mistakes I've made, even though I'm trying to change them, and you're going to pay me $12 an hour. You know, like, I have Greenlee, like, I can't live off that, you know? I wouldn't have been able to move out of my parents' house, like, I wouldn't have been able to do anything like that, which I'm grateful for the job, yes, but it's like, I feel like when you are a felon or when you do make bad decisions, it's going to stick with you for the rest of your life, And it's really sad because then you have these people out here that get out of jail or prison and they literally are so insecure because of how the world views them and how jobs view them that they keep making the same mistakes.
Yeah.
They keep going in and out of jail because nobody accepts them or they feel like they feel ashamed almost. Like, yeah, let me go into a job interview and talk about my past, even though I'm trying to change. And then y'all tell me y'all can't hire me because of my past. Like, how sad is that, you know? So I'm just...
Yeah, I feel for people who have a past, especially like people who have such a petty past. Like, it's crazy how people are still doing time for weed charges.
Mm-hmm.
But rapists and murderers are out. The system is so fucked and ass backward. It makes no sense. I feel like anybody who has like a weed charge, I feel like now because it's decriminalized in most places, I think that shit should just be dropped off everybody's record. Because it's just stupid. Like, why? But honestly, right now, there's such a like a labor shortage. Nobody wants to work. Nobody wants to fucking work for these puny ass wages. Inflation is so high. You can't afford shit. So nobody wants to work these. And plus, unemployment treated us right. So now I think it's time y'all start hiring these felons that y'all have been so scared to hire because y'all are desperate. So it's time y'all start giving these people second chances because everyone deserves a second chance. But that's why they teach us from a young age to, you know, do good because it really does stick with you forever. And that's the lesson we're all learning, especially with social media, you know, like things that you've posted in the past and things that the internet is forever. And so take notes, little ones listening.
But also, like, when I got hired on at my mom's job, they knew that I had a following from the past.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Do you think that got you, like, helped your case?
No, absolutely not. Because they had said something, and I was like, okay, so you guys obviously don't want me posting certain things because people could look it up. And they were like, well, obviously, yes. But my thing is like, not only am I working for you, but I still do social media as a job. And I really feel like God led me to stop working there just because I can't be myself. Like, honestly, I didn't even graduate school. I'm a high school dropout. So me sitting at a desk, that's not me. You know, that's you're like stripping me of my identity. And also not being able to post what I want to online. Like, hell no. I've never had a filter online since I was 14. I don't care. But also I think that, I mean, one, that's my personality, but two, like that is my purpose on, I feel like that is my purpose here on earth. Whoops. I just fight me then, bitch. the microphone wants to square up. That's my purpose is to like be my genuine self and do what I keep doing. Because I remember when I first started talking about prison and stuff, like my journey to prison, my mom was like, I don't feel comfortable with that. And I was like, well, good thing it's my account. You know what I'm saying? And I love my mom so much, but she was just literally, she just worried about how people were going to view me. But good for me is I never have cared.
But the thing is that if you didn't talk about it, then it would kind of create this narrative that you're ashamed. And then people would use it against you. And like we've said in the past, you can't shame the shameless. So
yeah, because I don't care. That's my journey.
I'm never taking the power back by being like, yes, bitch, this happened. Ha ha hee hoo, bitch.
Because I had to go through it. And like, it's honestly, your experiences, they shape you into a person. Now, you can be negative about it. There's people I was in prison with. They were negative every fucking day and it used to get on my nerves. We'd be like, oh, I didn't do it, even though it was your fifth time in prison. Oh, but you didn't do it, Sherry? Okay, period, and laughing my ass off. Like, come on, dude. Like, I just, even the, like, the some of the charges that are on my record that are not mine when I had to go to prison, I never said, oh, I didn't do it, but fuck these bitches. No, if you're around the wrong fucking people, you know from day one, I've been told this since I was in fucking middle school. If you're around people that are doing shit you know they're not supposed to be doing and you get caught, you're gonna get charged too.
Yeah.
Wrong place at the wrong time, but you were around those kind of people. So
well, you become who you hang out with. So
exactly. So going to prison, I learned a lot. And I mean, obviously not everybody can say the same, because if you want to be miserable and deny it and never face your truth and never learn something from it, then that's on you, Miss Sherry. Fifth time in prison, I ain't do it. Okay.
Okay, baby. I believe you.
I know, and they literally think you do. They'd be looking at you dead serious. Mm-hmm.
Well, friend, I think we should go on our first break.
Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. Welcome.
Welcome.
I'm it.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back. We're back and we're better.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, little biscuits.
So we left off. Don't fucking talk over me again.
Oh, my God, bitch.
So we left off talking about that I am the best. And that.
The tightest pussy in the land.
You know it. Although sometimes when I take medicine, I don't know what it is. It, like, it dries it up like the Sahara Desert.
Are you okay, friend?
What?
I know you had a rough night.
Well, you know, I took a Benadryl and I woke up at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. And my mouth was so fucking dry, bitch. You know, it was so dry. And I had to chug a whole fucking Powerade Zero. Why do I drink Powerade Zeros and then I be ordering donuts? It don't make no sense. Make it make sense. It's like going through McDonald's drive thru and be like, yeah, can I get a Diet Coke with a big fat ass Mac?
Oh my God. When we worked at the fucking tavern, people would come in there built like a tugboat and order a fucking 12-piece wings, all these appetizers, and they'd be like, I'll take a Diet Coke. I'm on a diet. Oh, I can tell.
I mean, what the fuck? So it makes
no. Make for it the record, sense. Not fat shaming. I'm a big plus size girly myself, but the Diet Coke with the 15,000 calorie meal, it doesn't make sense to me.
It don't. But I took a Benadryl last night, and so I texted Cam yesterday, and I was like, "Hey, you want to be here at 9 a.m. so we can get this podcast rolling, bitch."
You always say 9 a.m.
I don't even know why. Where do I get?
I roll
number?
Up at noon, and your hair is brushed. Your lashes half on.
And it's always some excuse. Like last week, I think it was, "I'm so tired. I'm pregnant, bitch." No, you're fucking. You just like to sleep. That's it. But last night, I did take a Benadryl and all these slices, and so I woke up thirsty as fuck, and then I woke up hungry, and I need to stop making decisions when I'm hungry, because I just ordered a large meal from Chick-fil-A and Munchkins. Bitch, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So starting next year, I will be going on a diet. Notice I said next year, bitch. I always like tell myself in my head, I'm gonna do better Monday.
That's what everyone says. That's what I say every week.
No, but honestly, I do well with that. But for some reason, when I'm pregnant, some days I just give in. But this week, it's been every day.
Totally fine, baby. Live your truth.
And so, yeah, I don't want to talk about it anymore because it makes me want to, I don't even know. It makes me want to scream. But that being said,
we were talking about how,
I'm singing. I was giving them a song. Yeah. Welcome to Unfazed and Unbothered. Yeah. Okay, that's it.
That was so beautiful, friend.
Thank you so fucking much.
I loved it so much.
Okay, so it didn't affect you. Okay, so basically what you're trying to tell me is that your past didn't affect you.
Okay, yeah, like no, bitch, let me talk
to you. So you're better than me. You wish, but you ain't.
Those are my exact words. Lovely. So my past, fortunately, didn't really affect me in present day because my first charge was a weed charge, and I plead no low. I think that's a Georgia thing. No low is like your first misdemeanor charge, they will drop it off your record after you do community service XYZ. And then my second charge, I was banned from this store, but I prayed and prayed and prayed. I was like, God, intervene in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Let something happen to this shit. And to my surprise, I received a letter in the mail that said X, Y, and Z didn't provide ample evidence in the time frame they needed. And so all the charges were dropped and the court date was dropped as well. And so I didn't have to do none of that. So I was like, oh my God, thank you so much, God. Thank you so much. You really did that to me. You did that for me, bitch.
Yeah, seriously, because that doesn't happen.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, manifestation is so real. And being specific when you pray, it's so powerful. You have to say these things, believe these things, and like live like it's going to happen. And it did. And
I'm glad that you said that too, because also, like, when things are doing like really well, and I feel like you really do. There's also a thing I saw this morning on Instagram, or maybe it was last night, and it was like, don't let your negative thoughts win, because your negative thoughts are just that. They're negative. They're not true. Yeah. Half the time, they're not true. And there's also in these anxiety quotes that say, like, half the things that you worry about never even happen.
Yeah.
Like, it's the truth. And then when you're like living at peace and shit, you're going to have negative thoughts try to like get you down. But in reality, it's like, fuck you, bitch. Like, I'm doing great. Thank you. And God bless you. Yeah. Don't really know why I thought the need to share that, but I'm going to shut up now. And thank you.
I'm so happy you shared it, friend.
Thank you so much.
But no, manifestation is very powerful. I mean, I had wanted to go to LA. I wanted to go out there and record some music. And I was trying to save up some coin, but, you know, the coins were just going. The coins were just going left and right. TJ Maxx, Goodwill, you know, etc. And so I was like, how am I going to go to LA? And Trent, he had arrangements to go. And I was like, we have to go together. And I stopped worrying about it. I was like, you know what? Some way this is going to work out. And then the other day, our manager called me. He was like, hey, I just booked you an Airbnb for a month. I was like,
cute and gorgeous.
So shout out to Manifestation and shout out to you, Brandon. Thanks so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
But yeah, I think it really sucks though that some people can't get a real stable job because of poor decisions in the past. Like, people do make a 180 and they come out on the other side a different person. And then to know that they struggle to put food on the table because they shoplifted. Like, I would hate if I didn't have social media, the only jobs I could get if my record was like still had those things on it would be like a serving job or a construction job. Like, people really don't want to hire somebody who has a pass, and that's so unfortunate because we've all made mistakes, and some people just get caught, you know. Some people are fortunate to not get caught, but because of like things like shoplifting, which we don't condone, that's the past, but some people can't really get a job because of it, and that sucks.
Yeah, it's just sad. And I just remember thinking, like, when I got the job, when I got out of prison, obviously I'm very grateful for that. And we love them, the people that I was working for, known them for years, being that my mom has worked there forever, whatever. Did I just say whatever, whatever? Okay, period. But I just remember thinking, like, when I... Bless you. Okay, That was...
I hope that ain't so that tired. Ronisha.
It's the Glagranda. When I was in rehab, I used to like say that shit a lot. And people used to get offended. And I'd be like, yeah, she got that Glagranda. And they'd be like, what does that even mean? I was like, chlamydia and gonorrhea. And the bitches would get so upset about that I would say that, I guess because they had had it in their life. Like, girl, I'm not judging you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just funny. It's just a funny thing that I made up Glagranda. You know what I'm saying? But they would get mad at me.
People love to feel hit.
They do. And I think that's why I almost got kicked out of rehab, is because I never took nothing serious. But bitch, this is my personality. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't never take nothing serious. And I'm sorry that you have to take every day so serious. But thank you and God bless you. But anyways, I'm grateful for the job that I had. But I just remember like sitting there every day and like, I think I'd be texting my dad like, Dad, I can't keep doing this. Like, this is just not
me. Oh, I knew it wasn't going to last.
Yeah. And like, my dad would be like, well, I try to tell you, like, just you can literally make money off social media if you just like take it more serious. And I had just got out of prison. So I was like, I don't think I can do that very well. But no, I did. And I started posting TikToks and shit and like living my truth and speaking my experiences. And you know what I'm saying? And I'm very grateful for that because I've been doing this since I was 14. And I really don't feel like God just gonna put something in your lap and then be like, okay, never mind, and then take it away. You get what I'm saying? Once you do something and you genuinely love it and you help people and whatever the case may be, that is what your purpose is to do, you know? And so I remember, you know, people would say like, how are you not embarrassed? What is to be embarrassed about? Like, I've already went through it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've already went through it. People already know.
It's almost like they want you to stop living.
Well, none of us are perfect. Like, I remember when I was getting in trouble for the first time, like, people were shaming me all over the internet. And it used to affect me, but now I'm like, death me, death her. She's so cute and gorgeous. Looking like a whole meth head out here in these streets. But I was still so cute and gorgeous. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't make fun of me for that because I made fun of my damn self. I knew that I looked like the statistic of what a crackhead would look like. And she was a thriving crackhead. So it's like, so with that being said, whatever you are at that time, own that shit. You know what I'm saying? I knew that I looked like a whole crackhead, but that's because I was. And so now that I'm not, I'm living my life as a sober queen because I am. Like, never let nobody shame you, honey. Never shame the shame. If you're a crackhead, own that crackhead lifestyle. You know what I mean? If you're doing this, that, and the third, own that, this, that, and the third. And that's all I have to say about it.
Well, I will say, I remember, like, in the beginning, after everything was said and done, I remember you kind of didn't want to get on social media again because you were scared that people would think X, Y, and Z. And like your dad and me, we were both like, girl, just get on there. And you were like, no, that's the past. And
well, I had a lot of things. I did always, that was my thing, but also I was beat down. Like, I had a lot of things I had to heal from before I came back to social media. And I, for a long time, like, it's almost like I wanted to hide from the person who sexually assaulted me because I felt like they were waiting on me to speak about it or something. And especially like when I was being brought in and out of court, like I felt like I couldn't post anything because they were going to be like, oh, she's a liar. Or like if I posted something for like the charges that I had pending, they'd be like, oh, she looks a little fucked up. Like I felt like even though I was doing good and everything was great, I always felt like there were people watching me and I had to walk on eggshells. So I just didn't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
But I really do. Like when I went to prison and I had all that time to think about it, I knew that when I got out, part of me knew because I would pray and worry a lot about like how I was going to get myself back up and support, you know, my small little family and all these things. But I really felt like deep down, I knew that like that was my purpose. Like this is why I'm going through all this. And so when I get out, it's going to, you know, get better. Obviously, I didn't think it would take off this much, but it really has. And I feel like I'm more happier and I feel more of a success doing what I'm doing now than I did when I was on Vine.
Well, now you have a deeper story to tell and now you can share with so many people. And, you know, the thing is a lot of people have went through similar things that we've been through. And so to see somebody with a platform speak up and really share candidly, like, expose all of it, is refreshing to a lot of our listeners, because I get a lot of messages and people are like, oh my God, I relate so hard. Thank you so much. And like that really inspires us to keep going. The messages that we get from you guys, they're like, oh my God, it feels like I'm just talking to my besties. And I'm like, yes, like that's what we wanted. Like this is a safe space. And so I'm very proud of you for coming back onto social media and owning your truth and like everything we've accomplished together and separately. Given the fact that we do both have these pasts and now we're just doing it and we're like, fuck, who gives a shit? Like, I don't care what anyone's got to say, because even though there are people judging and there are people that are going to be hateful, there's so much more love to be worried about the few bitches who got something to say.
Right.
It's really just all jealousy. But I don't know. I'm very thankful for where we're at and how far we've came. And I really feel like you had to go through those things. I had to go through the things I went through so that we could be a voice as we are now. And now this is just the beginning. We've only got a couple episodes out, and the responses are incredible. And I'm living for it. So I'm so thankful that you guys are resonating with the things we're saying. And it just really inspires us to keep spilling it all out there.
And that's on tea and crumpets. And with that being said, we need to take a little break.
Yes, we do be.
Okay, thank you. We'll be right back. Love y'all.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to $2,300 off select kitchen packages from top brands like GE Profile. That means you can save on a new GE Profile smart quad door refrigerator that's full of convenient features like a dual dispense auto fill pitcher and an ice dispenser with up to 12.5 pounds capacity. Bring convenience to your kitchen with smart, innovative appliances from GE Profile. Right now, save up to $2,300 on select kitchen packages with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, little blueberry muffins.
Hey.
Speaking of blueberry muffins, I don't want one because I just had way too much food, but thank you for letting me share that. Also, I wanted to dig into the fact that, like, when I came back to social media, and I think you've experienced the same thing, like, people would compare me to, like, my old version of myself. And the last time people even saw me was, like, when I was on Vine, like, around 14 through the ages of 17, and I'm 23 now, so 14, almost 24, that's 10 years different. So, like, I'd be like, okay, well, I hope that you're not the same person you were 10 years ago. But thank you and God bless you. And a lot of people that are saying that, they're not even my age. They're younger than me. And so probably like when I was 14, they might have been like 10, you know? So it's like the way that you're even remembering me is probably blurred a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So, but also the difference between me, the TikTok version of me and the Vine version of me, like I was still in high school. Like I was just very silly. I was just in a silly, goofy mood all the time. You know what I'm saying? So, but now when I come up on there, like I make fun of myself, my past life, the toxic parts of my past. And there's so much more to talk about. And also like I'm married. I have now 2 kids. Prince will be here in November. And so it's like there's so much more to me than there was then. And so that was also one of my fears coming back to social media, because I'm going to be like, oh, well, they're going to think I'm the same person, which the way that I am, like my personality is the same, but like everybody around me is different. Like
there's so many more layers to you now.
Yeah. And like, I don't hang out with the same people that I used to. Like people are always like, what happened to this, that, and the third? Girl, that was literally years ago. Like, I don't even know who you're talking about, to be honest with you. Like I forgot about them. And now you're bringing them back up. Like with old girl that lived in Atlanta that I was friends with, like a girl, she is like not even, no ma'am. She's still doing the same shit we were doing when we were kids. So
the bitch you went on live.
Yeah. Like you don't compare where you don't compete. Go money back on these hoes. Like I'm dead ass serious. I remember like when I had Greenlee, I think we might've even talked about this in a previous episode. She was like talking about, oh yeah, she has a baby. Who even does that?
Who even does that, bitch? You're here, aren't you? Someone like, had a baby, bitch.
Yeah. Like, first of all, I am 21 years old at the time.
That's very common.
And you're talking shit about me, but you're going house to house. right now. You know what I'm saying?
That, like, was her most watched live, was her
talking about Tasia. Thank you. No.
I remember seeing it because you sent me the link, and I remember all the comments were like, oh my God, she's talking about Tasia. She's talking about Tasia, Tasia, Tasia.
And they were sticking up for me.
No one was even talking about her life.
Well, and then they were sticking up. They were like, aren't you hanging out with people that are younger than Tasia that has more than one child? Like, she was embarrassing herself. And she was also drinking alcohol in the video. And then I'm sitting here thinking, okay, so you're still talking crap about me, but you can't support yourself because you are so addicted to this lifestyle that you think that you're living. But in reality, you're just like, don't know what you're doing with yourself. And you can't make fun of somebody who has a family and is supporting themselves. Like, what are you mad about that you don't have that? That you don't compare, you don't compete? I mean, let's get real technical here. So just like when she had, like, there was a bunch of things that she had lied about. I was like, girl, like, if you're going to speak the truth, tell it all. Like, I embarrassed myself. You can't embarrass me. You know what I'm saying? We stopped being friends because I had a lot going on. I was in a toxic relationship. I was a fucking full-on drug addict and drinking all the time. Now, did she say that she was also drinking? No, she didn't. But she was, you know.
She left that part out.
We were having a little doo-doo-boo-boo time. And so, really, we just had a falling out because also, you know, she had lied about a lot of stuff throughout our friendship. Like, she claimed that she had all these things when in reality, she was, I mean, I don't know if this is, you know, true. I know that she does this now, but like sleeping around with people to get certain things. And I'm not putting a name on it, so you don't know who I'm talking about, but I'm just saying, like, if you're going to speak on somebody, you know, speak the facts. Don't just be hating because you don't have the things that somebody has, or don't be hating because we had a falling out. Because I've had plenty of falling out with people, and I was in the wrong, and they don't go on live and talk about me because I've made my peace and we've made our amends and we talk today, and I'd be like, hey girl, how you doing? But like, really, I don't have any beef with anybody because I just don't. Like, I let that shit go. We were literally kids. And I still don't have a problem with her today. Like, I have nothing, no problem with you.
It's just weird and confusing.
Yeah, it's very weird. And then like the people that ask about it, I'm like, girl, I have no idea. I have not seen her in almost 10 years. Like, I don't fucking know.
I don't know who that bitch is. We don't speak.
Yeah. And so, not 10 years, I probably exaggerated, but it's been like 6 or 7. You know, I was 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. I'm not good at math, but 6 years. Thank you. But so, yeah, I know nothing about her. But I do know something about her because we know somebody that's mutual and whatever. I'm not going to go into detail about that. But, and it's still being talked about me behind my back. I'm like, girl, I have not seen you in almost 7 years. Like,
what is? Hang
it up, honey. Hang it up. Like, don't be mad at me because you're, you know, not where you want to be. Because I haven't been around. So, you're to blame, not anybody else. But it got to a point where, like, when we first had our falling out, you know, she was bashing me on the internet. And when I tried to stand up for myself, it was like, oh, we're going to sue you if you keep it up. Well, then sue me, honey, because your daughter's doing the same thing. But it got to a point where now I'm just, it's old news. Like, I'm like, who even is that? Like, I don't know. But anyways, that was a lot to spill out. And I'm so pregnant, I'm huffing and puffing over here.
Look, it's okay, queen.
I better burn off that Chick-fil-A.
You're doing great. You're doing great. You're doing so good.
You're doing great, sweetie. I love Christian. Or we stan her. She's a queen.
I don't know. I really wish that people could just let, like, the old versions of people die. Because we're all growing. But it feels like when you put yourself on the internet, people just want to remember bits and pieces of you, and they want to continuously bring it up. And I'm like, that is some old ass news. Find something else to talk about.
It's just like if you post a picture, like it'd be like me and Greeley, and somebody would be like, felon, you ain't nothing but a felon. And I'd be like, period. Google can tell you that, honey. Anything else?
But you know what? You know what? You commented on my videos, bringing that engagement up. You're doing me a favor. Thank you for keeping my bills paid. Thanks so much.
Yeah, but it's like, people don't realize, like, I don't even take offense to it. I just be like, no. Cackling. Like, that
it's
is so
funny. It's so amusing. Like, you know, I'm very reactive. And so people sometimes think that I am, like, genuinely bothered. But just as the title of this podcast, Unfazed and Unbothered, I am reactive. Don't get me wrong. So when I see ignorant shit, like, I do react sometimes, but it's like amusing to me. Like, I'm not losing sleep over the shit people say because, bitch, once again, you're in my comments. I'm not in your comments. You're in my comments, driving my engagement up, driving my screen time up, and because of that, bitch, here I am today. So thank you so much. My haters is my motivators, period.
No, but it's the truth. I'd just be like, okay, period, queen, and laughing my ass off.
Maybe if you'd put yourself out there, then people would fuck with you. But I feel like with her, I feel like she probably, you know, y'all were kind of like besties online, and she kind of gained from that. And then when y'all separated, she became stagnant because she didn't know how to live her own life and stay in her own lane. Like, you know, we have this podcast, but we're in our own lanes. We can stand as individuals. She could not do that. And so when she sees you thriving in present day, she's like, well, we're the same. What's so special about her? No, ma'am, y'all are not the same, actually. Because yeah, no, you're living your truth, and she's coming on live and still talking about shit that's 6, 7, 8 years old. It's like, girl, move the fuck on with your life.
She hides behind the truth. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, posting cute Instagram pictures is not going to keep the ball rolling. Like,
oh, yeah, girl, you got to do more.
Yeah, being just, cute yeah. only gets you so far. But also, like, I remember being friends with her and, like, me being myself and, like, doing, like, Vine videos and shit. Like, I would catch her sometimes, like, looking at me in disgust. Like, girl.
What?
We're just two different people. Like, I'm very whoa and, like, off the fucking wall. And she's very, like, to herself. But she also plays this role that she's not. Like, she wants people to think that she's just this cutesy-pootsy art, whatever the fuck person. When in reality, like, no man plan. But also, one thing with her is that, you know, there was a lot of things that we did to help them out. Like, they were, you know, losing something that they had worked hard for. And I was, like, helping promote them to, you know, kind of keep them from going under. And so as soon as we stopped being friends, it was almost like they reversed everything and then were very ungrateful for a lot of stuff. Like, they couldn't afford to do the bare minimum. And, like, my dad he owned his own business. You know, he owns a roofing company. And so he had come out and fix things for free because they couldn't afford it at the time. And then it was like, when we stopped being friends, it was like, yeah, she comes from nothing. And, like, we had to give them money and, like, all these things. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Because it's quite the opposite.
Like, who even says that? One, who cares? Who cares who has more than who?
Right.
But you are acting like you're this rich person who lives in our area when in reality it's far from the truth. And yes, you may know certain people because you live in a certain area where you see these people, but that's it. There's nothing more to it. And so what I learned from that friendship is that people can play this role and you learn that they are the complete opposite. But also, if people really wanted to know answers about the questions that they ask, it's very simple. If you go through this girl's Instagram feed, you will see that she's been friends with people that are celebrity status and they're no longer friends because it doesn't take hard to figure out who the fucking root of the problem is here. You know what I'm saying? And you can't treat people like shit and expect good things to happen to you. So, but no, the moral of this whole, the story was, is that people ask me about people that I haven't seen in 7 years. And so it's like, how old are we? You know? And why are we still asking people about certain things? If you don't see me with somebody, we're not friends.
Yeah.
If I don't talk about people, we're not friends. Because I'm telling you right now, my life is on the internet so much, you can figure out who I'm cool with and who I'm not. And when I say that, I don't mean like, oh, I hate people. No, I just mean that I don't talk to people that I used to anymore. I've evolved. I've changed. I've gone through a lot of stuff. I had an addiction and alcohol problem with drugs and alcohol that I had to overcome. So a lot of people couldn't stick around for that. I've owned my toxic part of why things didn't work, and everybody else needs to do the same. I can't stand somebody that doesn't take accountability for things that they've done. I'm not ashamed of the things I've done. It's made me who I am today, and so I own it. But everybody else, I can't speak for them. You know, if they want to live a lie and they want people to think that they've always been this certain way, then that's good for them. But I want people to see my growth.
Yeah.
And I want to see my growth for myself. And if I was constantly hiding behind this wall, then obviously I haven't grown. And that would be a hard pill for me to swallow, to think that I'm the same person that I was 7 years ago. You know?
Yeah. Well said, Fran.
Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Yeah, so I think we're going to wrap this episode up. But, you know, long story short, people change. I don't know how many times we can emphasize that. But people do change, and it's time to allow that growth and allow them the space to change. And here we are, living proof that people do change. So
We thank you guys so much for tuning in. And we love y'all. And what else do we need to tell them, friend?
Hey, y'all, please leave a review and rate this podcast on Apple Podcasts. And, you know, turn on them post bell notifications so you can always be updated. That's most important. Turn on them notifications. Please and thank you. Okay. Bye, my little biscuits.
Bye.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.